So, Richie is having a yard sale kiddush this morning, I believe.
It's all there. Maybe right. We even include coffee. Maybe we'll go down and go down and get coffee wherever he wants. And,
today is a happy.
The learning.
You were the one who did this Sviat Olma last night.
Yeah.
29 days for the
Omer.
39 days for the Omer. 31 days. Huh? 31 daf. It went half an hour. Yeah. Uh-huh. And today we start on the bottom of. Are we not? Yeah. On the bottom of Lamed Omed Beis. Turn it up. Lo'olam Yehi Adam. Anavatan Kihilel.
The learning should be Le'ilui Yishmat Shabi Gedalia Ben Tuvia.
Gedalia Ben Tuvia. Turn Rabban, Lo'olam Yehi Adam, Anavtan Kihilel, Velo Yehi Kaptan Kishamai. The person should learn to act along the lines of Anivut, the way Hillel did, and not to be strict in his responses the way Shammai was. Ma'aseh, Bishnei Bnei Adam, Shehimru Zetze, Amru Kol Mishi Alech Yaknita Tilel, Nitol Arba Meyodzuz. And so there was once a story of two people who made a bet, and the bet was one guy claimed he could get Hillel angry, and if he would get Hillel angry, he wins $400. Amar lehem lechad miyam ani akniteno, watch me do this. Oto ayom erev Shabbat haya, ve'hillel chafaf et rosho, there's Hillel in the shower, he's got shampoo all through his hair, the guy comes banging on the door. Alach v'avar petach beito, and instead of addressing, and Hillel is the Nasi Yisrael. He comes along, anybody named Hillel around here? Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Yitatev, say Hillel, puts on his bet robe. Yatzalik, Otomar lo, B'ni, ma ata mevakef? Omar lo, She'ela, yeshi lesho, a very dochuf problem of him. Omar lo, Sha'al, B'ni, Sha'al. By all means, ask your questions. The serious issue is, Mipnei mar lo, She'em shum, Bavliim segal gulot. Of course, Hillel was known as the Hillel of Bavli. He came up from. Why is it that all these people from Bavel over here have these weird shaped heads? They have these egg heads. Or there's two different lashonas. Either it means agol or non-agol. It was overly egg head shaped or overly rounded. Ooh, said Hillel. Hoo-hoo. She'la gedola she'alta. That's a tough one. But I think in my research, it's mipnei she'en lehem chayot pikchot. It's because they use those forceps. They don't know how to get a baby out of there. They squish their head and they never really make it back. So the guy leaves. Alach mimtin shah achat. He just waits just enough time for Hillel to get back to the shower and get comfortable again. Chazar v'amar mikan hilel, mikan hilel. So he goes, puts on his bedroom again. Yatzalik vato. Amalo b'ni, ma ata mevakesh? Amalo, a very important question. Se'la yeshi lishol. Lishol b'ni, shal. Mibnei ma einehem shal talmudiyim trutot. Always bothered me. Why is it that people from Talmud have these, either, there's a number of different lashonas, some Rashi learns that it means their eyes are always sort of reddish and teary. One of the teary eyes, others learn through Tod Rashi brings also, is that their eyes are very rounded. So he says, well, that's a very good question. She'elag dala sha'alta. I believe it's mipnei she'darim bein hachulot. It's because they live among the dunes, and therefore, either the pshat, if it's rakot, their eyes are always somewhat irritated, or if it's agulot, then they evolve that way to make sure that there's no blinding effect of the sands. They're able to block it. Alach v'imtin shah achat, waits just long enough for Hillel to get comfortable again. Chazar v'yamar mikan hilel, mikan hilel. No, yitatev, yatzalik vato, m'libini, ma ata mevakesh? Amar lo she'la yesh li lishol. Another very important question. Mishal v'mishal. I've always been bothered with the maraglam shal afrikaim rechavot. How come people live in Africa have these wide feet? Amala, ooh, b'ni she'la gedola sha'alta. That is an excellent question. It's b'pnei shedarim ben bitzei hamayim. You see, they live in swampy areas, and therefore they need to have a broader foot in order to be able to walk properly. So that's their evolutionary pressure.
It's the survival of the.
Survival of the fittest. I mean, he has another chat. Rashi brings another chat that it's not evolutionary pressure, but that it's shoe pressure. Since they live in wet areas, they don't wear shoes. Because of that, they don't spread more naturally. Yeah. This is but Lamaisa, that isn't a good approach. If you learn the way some of the Achronim in the Marshaya is the Kash. We just finished learning Anek Siluki Valto, which refers the reason that we're getting into this.
Right.
We just had the two pshatim come to Divrei Torah. Come now, this is called Divrei Torah. Why was Hillel answering him and telling him, "Oh, it's a great question," and so on and so forth? There's somewhere Mefarish that indeed. That he's telling him that these questions, because they reflect on the way that the world developed, are very important. You know, I don't know what you think, he said, but this question is a serious question. So we need to give you a serious answer. If that's the case, I mean, then it can't be a question of wearing shoes or not wearing shoes. It really has to be an analysis of what really would be the reason that something would evolve that way.
Why doesn't he choose the put-downs that we had on the previous stuff?
That's what the Marshal is asking. It's exactly his question. He's saying clearly this is considered to be B'divrei Torah.
No, I have a different question. If I was going to make someone angry, what this gentleman said on the page before, like your wife, you know, that's really my kid, I mean, that would have been a much better...
That's not going to get him angry. That's just going to... He has to do something that's... The real trick of insolence is not to be able to be pinpointed as being insolent.
Uh-huh.
You'll notice that son-in-laws are excellent at that. You can be insolent. You have to pretend that you're, you know, so you can't pinpoint it and say, "I look at that, but what do they do?" The kids are great at that. So he said, "You know, Shelot Arbe Yeshu Vishal. Actually, I have a lot of questions. I'm just afraid you're going to get angry." So. He was hoping maybe there was Mityare ani shema tichos. So Hillel's nitate v'yashev lefanav. He sits down with ultimate patience. Omar lo kol she'elot she'esh lecha l'shol sha'al. I have all the time in the world. Go ahead. Omar leiv, my one question is, are you this famous Hillel character? Atai Hillel shekorino tcha nasi Yisrael, they call you the president here. Omar leiv, that's me. I'm like, well, imatahu lo yivu kamot chav Yisrael. I'll tell you, if you're the guy, there shouldn't be any more of you. I'm like, b'nim it ne'mah. I'm like, she buy the ayat chav b'ami otziz. You just cost me $400. I'm like, avi zayir baruch hacha. You should always be careful making a bet. Kedayu ilel shetovei lo yador arba'mi otziz v'od arba'mi otziz. V'hilo lo yakpid. Hilo is kedai. Just to make sure that he never gets angry, that you should be willing to lose money for him. Tana Rabbanan Maaseh ben Achri Echad, on the other hand, which is fascinating, because the Anek, this Gemara of Shammai and Hillel seems to be a reversal of the Gemara starts yesterday of when to be Anek Siluki Vato. Because what happens is this guy is asking not in Divrei Torah, and Hillel is answering him reasonably, whereas the guy that comes to Shammai is asking about Divrei Torah, and Shammai throws him out. Right? That's exactly why this is challenging in terms of how are we supposed to understand the it's not so pushy to understand the interaction of when one responds intelligently. So Tana Rabbanan Maaseh ben Achri Echad Sheba Lifnei Shammai Amar Lo Kama Torot Yesh Lachem Amar Lo Shtayim. So we have two Torot. Amar lo, well, shebichtav ani ma'amincha, v'shebal peh eni ma'amincha. Like, I believe you about the Bible, the Holy Book. I mean, we all go into that, but this rabbinic business I don't like. So, gairini amanat shalamdeni Torah shebichtav. I know you guys aren't allowed to teach. You have to be magayir me. So teach me. You'll teach me Torah shebichtav. I become a gayir. Chased him out of the house. Bolich Nehillel, and tells Hillel the same thing. He says, Hillel accepted him, and it was Megayer. He says, okay, time for your first lesson. Let's teach you the Olive Base. So, Yumakam, Amalei, Olive Base, Gimel Dalit. Very good. That's a great lesson for today. Come back tomorrow. The Machar, Apichle. The next day, he teaches him backwards. Amalei, you're confusing me. Yes, you taught it to me yesterday. Amalei, oh, so Lava Lai Didika Sanachto. In other words, you're relying on me. I mean, now you don't even. You say you want to learn the Torah Shebichtav, but in order to learn the Torah Shebichtav, you have to learn how to read. But how do you know how to read unless you have a Kabbalah about how to read? So now you're upset that I'm mixing up your Kabbalahs. Okay, so you have to rely on me anyway. So I'll put on smoke. If that's the case, you have to rely on me, then you might as well rely all the way. Where are you going to draw the line? Maybe the words mean something different than you think they mean. So where's the Torah Shebichtav and where's the Torah Shebichtav begin? Another story was a guy comes to Shammai, he says, look, I don't have time for a lot of detail in life. There's a lot of people like this. You know, tell me a good word. That's basically it. Tell me a good word.
Elizabeth Taylor, my
son? No.
Her agent called the Reform rabbi. The rabbi told the story on radio. Agent called the Reform rabbi and like, Taylor wants to convert. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a lot of time. Please give her the instructions what she wants to study, and then she'll show up for the test, you know, at the appointment. So the interview asked him, what did you ask her to teach, to learn? He said, the 12 months of the Hebrew, the names of the 12 months. So the interview pauses. He says, why did you ask her that? Because he said, then at some point she'll say Nisan. I wonder what happens in Nisan. And then she'll come in. And I'll be able to tell her about Pesach. But that's what he asked her to do, to learn the 12 months of the Hebrew year. She came in, she knew it, and that was the conversion process. She didn't have time to.
So I want to learn everything while standing on one foot. Dachvo ba mata binyan shebiyado. He chases him away. After all, Shammai was a Shammai. So he was always holding they didn't have laser measuring things in those days, which wouldn't have been so easy to hit someone over the head with. But if you've got yourself a nice measuring rod, it makes a good rod for hitting too. So he chased them away. Well, if Nehilel, Gaira. Okay, he says, you're ready for your lesson. Whatever you couldn't stand being done to yourself, don't do it to your friend. That's it. So we call it Tarakula. The rest, you got a lot of Pirushim, you got to go out. Zil, Gomor, go learn out the rest of Pirushim. Rashi's beautiful shot, of course, is that the Reacha refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, otherwise, what does this have to do with 90% of the Torah? But since your relationship to Torah is only because of your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he is your friend, this is Reacha Reavich Al Tazor, so therefore, you wouldn't want someone to be over on your Ratzon, because the nature of the bris of Torah is a bris of love, so then go find out what he wants. The rest of it is a pirush. There's such a Gemara, I'm quoting them, sorry. The Shema Kol Sofer Shayomer, Ve'ela HaBegadim Asher Yasu Chol Shen Ve'Fod. Omar, wow, that sounds awfully good to me. Halala Lami, who gets to wear that? Omar Lola Grain Gadol. Ooh, you know, that's something that's worthwhile becoming a Jew for. If I make a condition that I won't become a Ger unless they make me Kohen Gadol, that should do it. So, Balik Neshamai, Amalo Gairani, Amanachita Simeni Kohen Gadol. He went after him with his Amata Binyan, chased him out of the house. Balik Nehilel, Gairani. Amar Leisila says, okay, but you know, before we make you the Kohen Gadol, you have to learn the rules. So listen, you have to know, I mean, all of the etiquette and all of the rules and so on. So we're going to send you away for finishing school, just to make sure you're ready to be the Kohen Gadol. So halach v'kara. So he starts reading through the Bible. That's his first lesson. He comes to the Pasuk, of Hazor HaKorev. You think, Hazor, who would that be? I'm like, Nikras El Minemar. Who is exactly Hazor? Normally, Afilo Adovin Melav Yisrael. If he's not a Kohen, then he could be the king, but he can't. He's still going to be chayev for doing Aveda Bezorus. Masauto Ger Kavachom Rabatzmo. The guy started to think to himself. He said, you know, Umay Yisrael Shinikru Banim Lamakom. And nonetheless, referring to them, he says, Azar HaKarev Yumat. So what am I, crazy? I'm just a ger, a cow, shabab ma'klobat, I'm living, I got a stick and a backpack, and I'm going to come in here and expect to be coming. God, what was that Shammai idiot thinking anyway? I mean, why didn't he just tell me? He goes back to Shammai. Bothered my Shammai, I'm like, I understand you. Klum rahui ani liot kein gadol. You could have explained that to me. You're such a great guy. Wouldn't be for you, God knows why it would be today. The Maisatosis asks elsewhere, you're not allowed to be the Kabbal Ager on such a basis. I mean, even if it would be a reasonable basis, even if he could have been able. You're not allowed to be. None of these cases work in terms of gerus. Give him a kabbal gerus, accepts everything except one halacha. Kolshkei doesn't accept teresh about pekula. You can't be makabal ager even at times where he doesn't make it tonight, but it's good times for Yisrael. So b'shas gadlus Yisrael, we're afraid that he's coming for ulterior motives. So if a guy says I'm coming, I'm not to be going gadol. What was Hillel doing? Was he some kind of reform rabbi? I mean, what is this? Zatosha says Hillel recognized right away in the guy that this was a serious desire on his part, but that he was unaware of the implications of what he was asking and so on, and that he knew that if he would come, that he would easily see himself, as happened, Lamaisa, that it would be easy to bring him to a position in which he would recognize that his own initial desire was actually totally l'shem shemayim, and that he would have been willing to be Megayer no matter what the problem was. And he responded on that level. Indeed, it turned out that he was right.
Isn't there halacha you're supposed to push away potential guests? So aren't they acting complimentary, Shammai Hillel?
Good cop, bad cop. Bad cop, Shammai, good cop, Hillel.
Aren't they supposed to do that? Now Hillel understands that he was pushed away by Shammai, and then he could be bringing it. Isn't that
That's a very, very interesting approach. you need both of them. Very, very interesting approach. Yeah. You have to think about that. Very fascinating implications to what you're asking here. But in any event, huh?
Standards are coming from Shammai. The demands, the rigor.
But the truth is, the pushing away isn't really standard. It's not for the purposes of standards, the way I understand it. I mean, the way the halacha clearly indicates is that all we're trying to do is to clarify that he's coming because of his desire to be part of Yisrael, and not because of any. In other words, we want him to be an independent ger. So we make it impossible for a cult follower to become a ger. He's got to come into Klal Yisrael thinking to himself, I wish these rabbis would drop dead, they're all a bunch of rotten, no good things, but I need to be Jewish anyway, so I'll do it no matter how, I'll get there. Which is essentially, we learned that out from Ruth. That's what she did. Until Naomi hears from Ruth, the way Chazal put it, you know what, Benkach or Benkach, I'm going to become a gay. You want me, fine, you don't want me, I'll manage myself, I don't need you. So at that point, it's independence that's central to Geirut, because we're always afraid of cultists, which is essentially just using Judaism for idolatry. But, I mean, if you're aimed on it, I mean, it's certainly, if Hillel's ready to disregard the open discussion, Koshikane, he's aimed bedaitai on the fact that this guy knows exactly what he's doing. And, I mean, that's... The question over here is the Shammai the whole relationship that Scott is raising is absolutely astounding. Because, I mean, they really, we know that they function as Bali Plukta, that you must have Shammai and Hillel. Let's say they're Bali Plukta. So one supports the other. To see it expressed in terms of the gavus, it's an astounding new approach to the sugya. I've never heard such a thing. It's beautiful. Anyway, it came once a maisa where the three of them came to the International Hillel Convention, and nizdavgu shloshtem l'makom echad. There they were in Las Vegas. And so they say to each other, Amruk, you know, Kapdan Utosho Shamai Bikshalit Ordeinu Min Olam. If we would have just given up at the moment of Shamai, we would have been lost. Hanaftan Utosho Leleel Kiraftanu Tachat Kanfei Hashchina. Omer Reish Lakish. These three, the one who wanted to come with the regal achas, the one who wanted to come only with Torah Shebichtav, and the one who wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. Omrei Shlokish, Mai Dichtiv Vahaya Emunat Itecha Chosi Yeshua Es Chochmas Vadaat, Emunas refers to Seder Zroim. Why is Emunas Seder Zroim? Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi. We talked about this at the Siyum this year, that it's that a person only can invest in the world out of faith. Doesn't mean faith in God, but he has to have faith. Some sense, gears of chaye olam. He brings chaye olamim, it is a faith in God. But the fact is, you're giving away something that's immediately usable for belief in the future. And therefore, Zroim is essentially a munah. This one is, because a munah is mostly about, the Seder Zroim is mostly about the name of Maisers, Trumas and Maisers, in which we need to have to trust people on the basis of their faithfulness. So therefore, it's integrity. So Amuna is the integrity of Seder Zroim.
There's a book, Emotional EQ.
Is what?
Emotional Quotient. And I think one of the main studies that determined success they found with kids, whenever they measure success, is if you gave them a cookie and you said, have it now, or if you put it off, they get something more. The ones that put it off, like were able to put it off, are the ones that were, quote, most successful in life.
Mm-hmm. And Itecha is Seder Moed. Makes sense. Itim. Chosen is Seder Noshim because Chosen means heir, and the only way to get one is with a woman. Yeshuot is Seder Nezikin because in learning Seder Nezikin, says Rashi, you can save a lot of money for not getting dragged into a court because you learn the halacha and you know where it is that you're going to be chayef. Again, we went into in great detail, we went into this at the Siyum to explain why we would have a negative construction for Seder Nezikin. Chochmat. It's a Seder Kodshim, and Da'at is Seder Taharot. We have Filo Hachi, continues the Pasuk. Yirat Hashem Yotzro. Despite the fact that you have all of this knowledge, the Otzer is Yirat Shamayim. Omar Rav B'Sha'al Shamach Nisim Adam Badin. At a time in which a person is brought Ladin in the Shamayim. These six words, which are the six Siddurim, turn into six questions about how he led his life. Emuna is nasata v'natata ve'emuna, that you do business faithfully. And itecha is kavata itim la'Torah. And the chosen is asakta b'piri v'rivya. The Yeshua is sipita l'Yeshua. Did you look forward to the Yeshua of Divrei Hanaviim, Rashi, ultimately to the coming of Mashiach and to the eventual tikkun ha'olam? The Ron learns that can't be the question because it's more fundamental than that. It must be Sipita the Yeshua in your own life. He brings the brushes around. But Pilpalta b'chokhma. So chokhma is a question of your involvement. Did you attempt to understand things? And Da'at is Evanta davar mitoch davar. Did you learn the implications from what it is that you found out? V'afilo hachi, nonetheless, person is only Zocha Bedin, Yirat Hashem Yotzro, continues the Pasuk. So then, if the person, it contains all of this, his life within Yirat Shamayim, then yes. But Ilolo, Mashallah Adam Shamar L'Shlucho, it's like a guy says to his Shliach, Go Ha'aleli Kur Chitim La'Aliyah. It's here too. The Neshama is sent to earth to bring back a Kur Chitim back to the Aliyah. So then he asks him, Halak ve'elolo, so fine, he comes up to the Aliyah, he's got his Kur Chitim, he brings back with him all of the Maisim he did in Olam Hazeh, all of the learning that he did in terms of the six Siddur. Omar lo, so the one who sent him said, Irata li ba'en kav chumtum, Did you put in them a little tiny bit of preservatives to keep them? Amalei lav? Didn't. Amalei, if that's the case, mutavim lai alita. Would have been better not to bring them up. What do you bring them up for? Just to spoil. Who needs it? Tana Devera, and we have, again, all of these things we discussed in the Yisian, including the Gemara to come. Tana Devera, Rabbi Yishmael, Ma'arev Adam Kav Chumton B'kur Shal Tavua V'eino Choshesh. I pointed out to you the Nefesh HaChaim brings this as the actual heter and the extent to which a person should be Osei Kidin Yonim if you're at Shemayim in the middle of his learning. Because you see, you're not cheshish for cheating. So if that's the case, then it's not called be prepared to be the exact opposite of the Chassidus approach. Omer Rabba Bar Ravuna, kol adam shiyesh bo Torah, ve'in bo yirat shabayim, dome le gizbar shemasur lo maftechot apnimiyot. So such a person is as if he's got all the keys, but he can't get to the room that his keys are supposed to open the doors to. Because the maftechot achitzonot lo masrula. So Baha'i Ha'il, how is he supposed to get in to open up the inner doors? So here too, if he has Yirat Shamayim, so then the Torah that he's going to be learning has meaning. But if not, it has no meaning, and therefore there's no way to open those doors. Machers Rabbi Yana, Chavala delet le darta v'tir le darta. What a shame for a guy to go to all of the trouble of building a beautiful entryway to his garden, his chatzar, but he doesn't have a garden to go into. Here too, Giras Hashem Yotzro. We pointed out that there are different shitas here about how to view the Ikra and the Tofel. Okay, if you recall. Omer Avira Lo Barak Adosh Baruch Hu Olamo Ala Kadesh Shiyira'u Milafanav. The world was created only that people should learn to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to respond to Him. Shema ve'Elohim asashi yira'u milafanav. It says clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in order that we should come to have yira. Rabbi Simon ve'Elazar have a yasvin. They were sitting there together and Cholif Yazar Rabbi Yaakov Barach. Rabbi Yaakov Barach was passing by. So Om lechad lechavrei. One said to the other, and we're not sure who said to whom, Neku mikame, we should get up for this man who's passing by. The Gavar Dechil Chatainu, this man has Yiras Chait. The other one said, Neku mikame, you know we should get up for this guy? The Gavar Bar Urianu, this man is a Talmud Chacham. Amalei, so the other one said, what's the matter with you? Aminu l'chanu, the Gavar Dechil Chatainu. I told you we should get up there because he's a Yorechet. You told me we should get up because of this silly thing. No, say no something. What's that? V'amadli ad the gavar ba'urianu. So apparently one of these shitas holds that the level of the Dechil Chatoim is higher than ba'urian. Who was that? Tistayim, we can bring a raya that it was Rabbi Elazar, who was the one who held that you should get up to give the gavre dechil chataim. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan and Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Ein lo lakadosh baruch hu ba'olama lo yirat shamayim bilvad, Shem v'atay Yisrael ma, Shem v'kech shayel mima, ki im lir'a, uchti v'ayomer la'adam, hein yirat Hashem hi chokma, shken v'lashon yevani, korin la'achat, hein, this uno is one. And that means the one thing that God wants from you is Yirat Shamayim. So what are you bringing me that the person is a chacham? Big deal that he's a chacham. It must have been him who was timing to Rabbi Simon that why are you telling me he's a baruryan? By the way, there's just a cute pshat that actually its marker seems to be in the Aruch. It's brought in the name of the Gra, but the Marasha quotes it from the Aruch. It's an earlier source. That Hain are the two fives, you know, in the units and in the tens, and five indeed is singular in that it can only be matched with itself additively to reach the next, from the units to the tens, or from the tens to the hundreds. So therefore, when we want to say something is singular, we call it hein in Hebrew. Right. Any other number you could combine with some other number.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have a 7, you have a 3, or a 7, you have a 30, or a 4, you have a 6, and so on. But 5 is singular. That's all you could do is bring another 5. Dora Grubula, my v'chsiv al tishah harbe. What's the meaning of saying, don't be very bad? What is that? Don't be very bad. I mean, be a little bit bad. So harbe yudelo l'irshah, ma'at l'irshah. What does Shlomo say? Ela misha hachal shum v'rechono deifu. The guy's going to say, you know what? I already had my garlic. So, nu mela, I'll eat another garlic. I mean, what's an afkamina? Nobody's going to like my breath anyway at this point. I might as well go all the way. No, that's not the way it goes. Somebody eats garlic, so therefore, the davki should go eat more garlic. So what it is that a person is mashiach in himself doesn't mean that it's over and that there's no differences. It's not like once, I've already been tayim chet, I can no longer be pure. That's like saying, so I'll keep eating garlic, and it doesn't make any difference. It makes a difference.
What does nadeh mean,
literally? Waft.
Amen.
Dorash Rabba Bar Avula, Maidach Siv, Ki Ein Chartzuvot L'motam Uvari Ulam. What it says, Kivram Beitam La'olam, these are guys whose life consists of their kever. That's their ultimate home. And continues on to say, ki ein chartzuvot, chartzuvot. It's a strange word. What does that mean? So Rava was derish. It's a no trikun. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lodayim rishoyim, she'enam, they don't have chartzuvot, meaning they have no charada. They have no atzvut miyom amita. So they don't think about death. But it's not bad enough. It's like they're walking around like there's no tomorrow. V'hainu di'amar rabba, ma'idach ziv zedar kam keselam. This is their path. They're covered with fat. Yodim rishayim shadar kam lamita. It's not that they don't know. They're well aware of their own mortality. But yeshun chelev al kislam, they just they're so surrounded by fat over them, over their bellies, that they can't respond to anything. Shema tomar shikhaimeyam, you might see, it's because they basically avoid the thought. No, wrong. Talmud lomar v'achrayem b'fiyem yiratzu sela. They have absolutely no problem discussing their death and then planning for their death and getting insurance policies and buying a funeral plot and so on and so forth. It makes absolutely no difference to them. There's no responsiveness. They just absorb it. So meanwhile, on the contrary, live it up for tomorrow you die.
Death is part of life.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now back to the Mishnah. Kechas al haner. Now, Rabbi Yossi is saying that the only case out of all of the cases in the Mishnah that you would be chayev on is the case of the ketila. How does that work? What's so special about the ketila? I mean, Rabbi Yossi commands severely. If Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so then afilabanach nami l'chayev. I mean, if he holds a malach shein tzricha l'gufa is chayev. So it's enough to mean if you're chas al Hashem and you're chas al aner or you're chas al ketila. V'yikar Rabbi Shimon severely. On the other hand, he holds like Rabbi Shimon and malach shein tzricha l'gufa is potter. So what's the problem of ptila nami li pater? What's your purpose of putting it? You don't want the ptila to get burned up. I mean, that's what you're saying, no? So you don't want the ptila to get burned up. That's not a positive thing. It's not that you want to do something. You want that it shouldn't be burned. So if you don't want it to be burned, why is it different than not wanting the shema to be burned? I don't understand. So it's also a lot of shame. You're putting something out, and you have no interest in any positive result. Explain the Mishnah. What's a shita? Omar Ula, I'll tell you. Actually, also like Rabbi Yehuda. And because otherwise, how could you be chayim on the ptila? The only difference between the ptila and the lamp or the oil is the question of whether there's any ultimate purpose to the malacha, even if it would be ein tzricha l'gufa. Why? Because kivui is actually an act of kilkul. As I understand, if you make a fire, fine. You're putting out a fire, being the kalkel. So we have a concept of stira, let's say. Am I chayev if I break something? I'm chayev if I break something. How can you call breaking a creative malacha? There's only one way I could become chayiv, which is that I break for the purpose of building. So I need to build here. So part of the building process is to take out what's there and to put in something new. Now, if that's the case, then you could say to yourself like this. Suppose somebody is breaking down a building in order to be able to build in some other location. That's soter almanat mivnot shelo bimekomos. He's going to use these stones, he'll put them somewhere else. That you're not chayav on. So if I put out this fire now, and I'm going to relight, when I relight, it has nothing to do with the original light when it comes to the oil, when it comes to the candle, the lamp that holds the oil. Because they have no relationship to the actual burning other than being containers. The only thing that has a relationship to the burning is the ptila. So I'm going to relight the ptila, you can say that that's the equivalent of I need this material to light in the same place, because the place of a fire is the ptila, so to speak. So that's why he's chayev. In other words, forget about the issue of belonging to Shechel Gufa. The point over here is he holds that soter manat livnot b'mekomo habi soter. Apparently Rabbi Yossi holds that if you're soter, well, we have the same thing by Korea, you tear. If you tear, I'm an athlete for. I need to be able to take out these stitches in order to be able to fix it properly. Okay? Then it's not stam to be mekalkel. So here, only soter I'm an athlete not to bekomo is called soter. But I'm an athlete not shalo bekomo, lo abi soter. Therefore, the only case in which you're actually going to burn in the same place is when it comes to the petila. And that is chayiv. I at the Bachner Tugel Aguf, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore it's chayiv. Says Rabbi, wait a minute. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Kol melachot yafidin lumi mishkan. How do we know that there's such a thing as soter, the chlal? Because we took apart the mishkan. Is anything that we find in a Mishkan, one of the fundamental things in a Mishkan is that you take it apart. And then you travel, and you put it together again. Where do we ever take it apart to rebuild it in the same place? We only take it apart when the Anan leaves, and now we have to travel. So that by definition, in the original Mokar of the Mishkan, where we learned out the Din of Stira, we Bedavka learned it out Amanat Shuvdon Shalobim Akomo, no? So Hatam Soter Amanat, leave not shalobi b'komo. So how could you come up with such a thing? On my lane, no. Shiny hatam, that's a unique case. That's the equivalent. If anything, you want to show the beautiful connection between the kibui here of the ptila, amanatami madlik on the ptila. Basically, you don't care where the ptila goes. The ptila is the ptila. When you come to a Mishkan, the essence of the Mishkan is disassociated with the place where you put it. The Mishkan is the Mishkan. Because since it's al-pi Hashem, you saw. The whole idea over here is that they're going without any relationship to the place. It's al-pi Hashem yachanu. So in other words, as far as I'm concerned, I'm taking this apart, I'm putting it back together again. I have no intention of putting it in a place. I don't even know where the place is. So it's kulo api Hashem. So that's the equivalent. If you're soter, I'm not even not b'mekomo. So what you're telling me is that in rebuilding it, I'm rebuilding it in a way that is disassociated with a planned place. It's the same thing as a ptila in there. I don't care where in the world in there is. I care where the light is. Now over here, I care where the Mishkan, that the Mishkan should be the Mishkan, that's all.
Why didn't you answer my simply Shiva Simeon Lunich?
Apparently, he must hold that the Shivat Yemei HaMiluim can't serve as the mocker of the Dinim of the Mishkan.
Based on
the fact that it wasn't functional. In other words, it was only functional in Yom HaShemini. Yom HaShemini wasn't to be taken apart. You know, the same way we can't learn. There's a lot of issues that are very, very strange about that. Because the same thing is true with Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu. Can Moshe do Avodah afterwards because he was Oveh B'Chaluk Lovan during those days? Can we learn out from it? These are issues that come up in other Masechtas. So there's something unique about the Yemei HaMiluim that there's contradictions, because at some levels the Imam and Lumim become fundamental descriptions of the way we keep relating, such as the Moshe and Yom Kippurim. I mean, that becomes the whole essence of Yom Kippur. Okay, that's it. This is another one of those Imam and Lumim problems. So, therefore, it's Kisotra, but I've been to Koma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Leolam, Rabbi Shimon, Svirole. No, I don't think that's the point. The point over here is that indeed the machlokas has to do with whether it's chayev on a melocha shena tzricha legufa. The reason that he potters the ner and he potters the shemen is because there's no possible way to create a situation where it's a melocha tzricha legufa. But all you're doing, you're saving money, that's all. What does that have? You don't need the kibbutz. The ptila, however, it's shayek to actually need the kibbutz. Because if you need the ptilah to be singed, in other words, maybe what we're talking about over here is that the guy is basically lighting candles for Shabbat, right? He doesn't realize it's already late. He has a ner that's not going to burn properly because he didn't singe the ptilah before. So he lights the ptilah, lets it burn for a minute, and now he puts it out in order to get himself the pecham, which is now going to burn properly on Shabbat. Unfortunately, it already was Shabbat. So therefore, in that case, he's chayav for kibui because it was a melacha tzricha legufa, because it was asiyat chamim. And therefore, the maishna ptilah, kiryam revununa vitem revara barava, haka beptilah shetzorich la'avavaz kina. We are talking about here a ptilah that previously was just a piece of cotton. It hadn't been singed. He's coming now to complete the ptilah. The be'ahia filo Rabbi Shimon made it, there Rabbi Shimon has made it, that's called the etzem tikkun of the ptilah, and that's a malacha tzricha legufa. On my Rava Dekanami, you know what? You can be medayik that actually from his words, because you notice that he says, chutz min ha'ptilah mipnei shehu oseh pecham, because he is making it into pecham. It doesn't say we should not say pecham. It's not saying because a tikkun memela is usable. That's not the point. The point is he needs to make pecham, and they didn't have it before. Shema mina that indeed the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi is to try to make it a malacha shetzricha legufa, not to make it like Rabbi Yehuda, and it should be even a malacha shetzricha legufa. It's just a question. You say so. Amanas livnais b'mekayma. That's because then why do we mention it? What's the point you also become?
It's a great thing anyway. He's not in the cotton, this cotton is a great thing. It's going to happen. He doesn't want
But if it already was Pecham, that's fine.
Oh no, he's saying in the same case, but it's not that he's also Pecham, that he's doing it with Kavanah. Even if it's not with Kavanah, and a fresh sealer.
But
that winds up with a good seal anyway, a good nice piece of paper.
Well, our problem wasn't that it was Malofa Shena Viscavian. Our problem was it was in Trichel Gufa. Your comment relates to another issue.
The last thing, what's the point?
No. We're not concerned with it. We take for granted that of course it would be a secretion. That's not the point. The question is, what is the purpose of the malach? In terms of malach shein tzricha legufa or not? There it doesn't matter whether it's a secretion. Every malach shein tzricha legufa is a secretion. Right? I know that I can't put out this fire without putting out a fire. I mean, so.
But he's making something here. What couldn't, if we had Narsis.
But because tree.
Narsis, would we have a problem if the definition that said Narsis instead of Osir?
Yeah.
What would you
because the problem would be that the purpose of the Malafa. This has nothing to do with Ain't Dervid and Miskavim.
Not the purpose of Miskavim.
No, let's clarify these two concepts because they're central to an understanding of the rest of the Masechta. Machlokas and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. A malacha shein tzricha legufa is completely unrelated to the question of a davar shein mitkaven. Malacha shein tzricha legufa means the person has absolute commitment to doing the malacha being kibbutz. But because the malacha needs to be done in a way in which it was done in the Mishnah, which means that it has a particular outcome in its purpose. Even though your desire was to do kibui, it's possible to do a kibui which is not similar to the kibui in the Mishnah. And there it wouldn't matter that you have no matter what, but still you're going to end up with that result. By definition, every Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa always ends up with that result. Because, let's say, I'm digging a hole. There's no way that you're not going to get earth out of that hole. Right? But the question is, do I need the hole or do I need the earth? So, it's by definition a psikresha. I mean, so therefore, that's not the point. So the question is whether this is called Malachas Makshevas as defined in the Mishkan. Now, same thing, when you're talking about a davar sheino mitkaven, there was no kavanah there to do the malacha at all. So the psikresha would be, I'm not interested in killing a chicken. I'm only interested in taking off a chicken's head to use as a puppet for my kid.
Or with the shovel, because I'm not interested in the hole or the dirt. No. I want to clean the shovel itself and stick it in the ground.
No. There my act is an act of malacha. That's what I want to achieve, is to do that malacha. What I want to achieve with the chicken head is not a dead chicken at all. So as far as I'm concerned, the chicken should just be fine and dandy, and I'll eat it in 2 weeks from now, and I'll just use its head meanwhile. So there's no interest in the head. Comes along psikresha to say, however we understand psikresha, but I will see there's different ways of understanding. But one simple way of understanding is that in the intent to remove a chicken's head is latent the idea of killing the chicken, because you can't separate between the two at all. It's impossible to separate those two concepts. Fine. So that it boils down to a kavanah to do the malacha. That's a simple way of understanding it. But that's never the issue with malacha and tzricha legufa. Because I'm going to help you with the malacha and tzricha legufa. Okay, so we have now two different approaches. It certainly seems from the nature of the language of the Mishnah that we're talking about here, Aliba de Rebbe Shimon, and we need to find the one case, which is the Malacha Atzricha Legufa. Very good, gentlemen. We do our Chazara, but we're going to have a brief Kiddush.
What is the Kaddish? What is it that they say before the...
יש לי שורי שאו בני, שאו. מפני מרא שהם שבבלים סגלגלות, אומר, בני שאלה גדולה שאותה. מפני שאין להם חיות פקחות. הולך וימתין שחר, חזב אמר, מי כאן הלל, מי כאן הלל? התעטב יצא לקראתו, אמר לו, בני, מה אתה מבקש? אמר לו, שאלה יש לי לשאול. אומר לו, שאו בני, שאו, מפני מה עיניהם שתלמודאים טרוטות? אמר לו, בני, שאלה גדולה שאותה. מפני שדרים בין החולות, הלך ומנשאה אחת, חזב אמר, מי כאן הלל? מי כאן הלל? מטטף יצא לקראתו, אמר לו, בני, מה אתה מבקש? אמר לו, שאלה יש לי שוב. אמר לו, שאל בני, שאל מבני מה רגלים של אפריקאים רחבות? אמר לו, בני, שאלה גדולה שאלת. מפני שדרים בין ביצעי המים. אמר לו, שאלות הרבה יש לי שוב, אמר, אני שם התיחוס. מטטף ישב ואמר, כל שאלות שיש לך בשביל שאל. מתי הוא הלל, שקוראים אותך נשיא ישראל, אמר לי, אמר לי, מתי הוא לא יבוק אמרתך בישראל? אמר לי, בני מפני מה? אמר לי, בשיבלתי הייתך 400 זוז. אמר לי, אבי זהיר ברוך הכל, כדאי הלל שתובד עליו, על ידו 400 זוז ו400 זוז, והלל לא יקפיד. תראה רבן אמר, זה בנוכלי אחד שבא לבני שמיים, אמר לו, כמה תורות יש כמה או שתיים, תורה שבכתב, תורה שבאותו, אמר לי, שבכתב אני מאמינך. שבעל פה אין אימא ממך, גאירוני אמנת שלמדני תורש בכתב. גאר בו והוציאו בנזיפה, בא לפני הלל גאירי. יומה קם עליהם אלף בית גמל דלת, ומוכר הפך להם עליהם, וופ, אתמול לא אמרת לי כך. אמר לי, לב עליי דידיקה, שמחת, ועל פה נעמי, סמוך עליי. שוב, מה זה מנוכרי אחד שבא לבני שמיים, אמר לי גאירוני אמנת שלמדני כל התור כולה, כשאני עומד על רגל אחת, אכפו במת הבדיין שבידו, בא לפני אליל גיירי, אמר לידי הלך סני לחברך לא תארי, זוהי כל התורה כולה, אידך פירושה הוא, זיל כמו. שוב מה זה מנחרי אחד שעובר אחורי בית המדרש ושמע כל סופר שהיה אומר, ואלה בגדים אשר יעשו חושן ואיפה, אמר לו מי? אמרו לו לכהן גדול, אמר אותו נחרי בעצמי, לך ותגייר בשביל שישימיני כהן גדול. ולפני שמי המלא, גאירני המנג'ת תסיבין הכהן גדול, דחפו בעמת הבניין שבידו. ולפני הלל גאירי, המלא, בנאו, כלום מעבידים מלך, על מי שיודע תכסיסי מלכות, לך למות תכסיסי מלכות, הלך וקרה. כיוון שהגיע על ועזר, קרב יומת, אמר למיקרסל, מי נאמר? אמר לו אפילו על דוד מלך ישראל, נתה אותו גר קו וחומר בעצמו. מה ישראל שנקורבונים למקום? ומתוך אהבה שאהבים קרא להם בני בכור ישרו, כתיבה להם וזר קרב יומן. גר הקהל שבא במקלו בתרמידו על אחת כמה וכמה, בא לפני שמי אמר לו, כלום ראוי אני להיות כן גדול. על כתיב התורה זר קרב יומן. בא לפני הלל אמר לו, הנפתני הלל, ינוח לך ברכות על ראשך, שקרפתני תחת כנפי השכינה לימים נסיעה בשלושתם למקום אחד. אמרו קפדנותו ששמי ביקשה לתורדנו. מן העולם, הנפתנותו שלא כרפתנות אחת לפני השכינה, אומר שלא כשמי דכתיבה, אמונתי תכה חוסן ישועות וחוכמת ודעת. אמונה זה סדר זרעים, תכה זה סדר מועד, חוסן זה סדר נשים, ישועות זה סדר נזיקים, חוכמת זה סדר קודשים, ודעת זה סדר טהרות. אפילו אחי יראת השם יוצרו. אומר רב, בשעה שמכניסים אדם לדין, אומרים לו, נסעת ונתת באמונה, קבעת עיתים לתורה, עסקת בפריה וריביה, ציפית ליהושע, פיפלת בחוכמה, הבנת דבר מתוך דבר, אפילו אחי יראת השם יוצרו, לא, לא. משל האדם שמע לשלוחו, עלה לי כור חיתין לעלייה, הלך ועלה לו, אומר לה, עירבת לי בהין קוף קומתון. אומר אליו, אומר, נה, מוטב אם לא העלית. תנא דרבי שמואל אמר, אם אדם קו חומתון בקור של תבואה, ואינו חושש. אומר רבא בר אבונה, כל אדם שיש בו תורה ואין בו יראת שמיים, דומה לגזבור שמסרו לו, המפתחות הפנימיות ומפתחות החיצונות לא מסרו לו, בהיי. מה כזו רבי ענק חבל הדלת לדרת ותיר לדרת האבי? אומר רבי יהודה לא ברא הקדוש ברוך הוא, לא אמר לו כדי שיראו מלפניו, שמבלוגים עשה שיראו מלפניו. רבי סימון ורבי אלעזר ויתיב חלבי עזר רבי יעקב ברח אומר לאחד אחד, נקו מקמד גבר דחיל חטאינו. אומר לאידך, נקו מקמד דגבר ברוריינו. אומר לימינו לך, אנא דגבר דחיל חטאינו, אתה אמרת לי, דגבר ברוריינו. תסתיים דרבי אלעזר ודאומר דגבר דחיל חטאינו. דום רבי יוחנן משום רבי אלעזר, אם לא לקדוש ברוך הוא ולנמות, אלא יראת שמיים בבת שמבטא ישראל, מה השם לוקח שאין מימך, כי אם לירא וכתיב היום אל אדם, הן יראת השם היא חוכמה, שתי בלשון יווני קוראים לאחת, הן תסתיים. טוב, שרבו לא עמי דכתיב אל תשע הרבה, הרבה יודע לא לשמע, תרשע, אלא מי שאכל שום ורחו נודף, יחזור ויאכל שום אחר ויאכל נודף. טוב, שרבו ברבו לא עמי דכתיב, כן חרצובות למותם וברי אולם, אומרה הקדוש ברוך הוא לדיין רשעים, שאינם חרדים ועצובים מיום המיטה, אלא שליבם בריא להם כולם. והיינו דיום הרב, מה ידעתיב זה דרכם כסל, אמר. יודעים משם שדרכם למיטה. יש שם חילב על כסלם, שם התאומה שכחי מהם, תעמלם ואחריהם בפיהם ירוץ הסלע. כחס על הנה רבי יוסי כמעט סביר, יקרב ידע סביר לה, צפים בנו גם מלחי, מלאכה שאין צביר לגוף החי, אבל יקרב ישם סביר לה, סדן פתילה נעמי להיפטר, אמרו לי אילום קרבי לספיר לי, בוט, כסוב רבי יוצי, סותר מעט עבדות במקומו אבי סותר, אבל מנת למנות שלו בקומו לא אבי סותר. אמר לי רבא מכתי כל מלאכות יפינו ממשכן, ואתם סותר מנת לבדות שלו במקומו. אמר לי on the contrary, שאני אתם, כיוון דכתיב על פי השם יחנו, כסותר מנת לבדות במקומו דמי. רבי יוחנן אמר, לי אילום קרבי שמעון ספיר לי, מה ישנה פתילה? כי רב נבנו נביטי מרוון אבר אהבה, הכה בפתילה שצריך להבבה עסקינן. דבעי אפילו רבי שמעון מאוד דקה מתקין מונה. אמר רב דקנמי דקטני שהוא עושה פחם, ולא כדאי שנעשית פחם. שמע מין,
כן? מידה?
אני
אצל אוניברסיטי.